flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. And for the next hour, I'm here to help you with all your home remodeling projects, maybe DIY projects that you have questions about, any issues you may be having around your home, or any thoughts or concerns you may want to discuss about the remodeling industry in general. Well, I'm here for the next hour, so you can give me a call today at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So along with your questions today, I'm really excited to talk about why we should all search for advice from the experts in their field, no matter pretty much what it is, you know, and how doing exactly that affected me personally in this past week. I would also like to touch on what homeowners are changing about their homes right now. So I have some information from House. And what I'd really love to hear from everyone is how has the pandemic influenced your desire to improve your home? What are you doing to it right now, inside, outside? Again, you can give me a call. We can talk about that or anything else around your house. 314-241-9797. And of course, halfway through the show, I'll have my hack today will be items you should never wash in your dishwasher. So stay tuned for that. There just may be a couple items in there that may surprise you for sure. But overall, today, my goal is to help you, your home, and your life. So call me to get your advice. One last time, the number you need, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So to jump right in and get us started, so a couple of weeks ago, you know, we were looking for a new dishwasher. And we had kind of, I had a client that asked about one that I didn't know, you know, have a lot of experience with. But it sounded actually, you know, like a really good thing. And I was like, wow, that might even work really well in my house. Because we've been looking, you know, thinking about, you know, one of the next steps with our kitchen was a new dishwasher. And we wanted a little better one, one that dries a little better. So I called Kim Zimmer at Autco Home. And I want to thank them for all their help getting my new dishwasher and everything. But I asked her, you know, I went straight to the expert and said, you know, Kim, we go to you for everything. You deal with this stuff. What do you think about this model of dishwasher? And she said, well, we don't sell it. She said, "We won't sell it." It actually, they've done it before, and she's heard a lot of people that have had issues within 5 years, even less than that, and leaking. And she's like, "What kind of floor do you have?" I'm like, "Well, hardwood." She's like, "Well, this thing leaks. In the next 5 years, you could be working on your floor." I'm like, "Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my gosh." Sounded really good. Had some good reviews online and everything, but apparently just really, you know, not the best thing. So getting to an expert, getting to someone who's experienced this stuff, been working in that field for years and years, seen what's gone in and out, and knows everything about what you're getting into, just makes so much sense, you know, to get advice like that and literally possibly saved me from a huge headache in my own kitchen, you know, not knowing, because we're all kind of, we're just part of these products. I mean, you look at the reviews, you do some research, but, you know, they're always just as good as everybody says, and you're really not, you know, 100% positive until it's been out there a while and people are having it and using it. So finding that out firsthand, not being that guinea pig, is just such an important thing. And, you know, we were talking about this, you know, a little bit last week too, is good quality products, buying up the food chain, getting, you know, something that's going to last. If you're going to be there, you know, for a long time in your home, if you're looking for lasting value and to stay and stick around, I got to say, you know, get into these projects, but do your research, get to the right people, and really figure some of this stuff out, because you just don't, you know what you might be getting yourself into. So looking for good products, looking for good advice. You know, earlier this week, a couple days ago, I had a client that went by. It's actually a really good longtime client of mine's sister I went to go visit, and looking at a door for her. They have a door, jams totally rotted out and everything. Big, nice home, nice things in the home, but yet the builder puts, you know, a wood framed door in this location that's completely exposed and everything. The home is literally 10 years old and they're looking at a new door already. So, you know what you're getting put in, know what, you know, do that research, ask those experts, you know, understand that, you know, wow, I'm buying a 10 year product. I mean, who would have even guessed that that's all that, you know, this door is actually going to last. So now we're looking at getting a good, you know, Provia door, composite frame, covering it with the cladding and everything, and really getting something that's going to last and not, you know, it's going to have a really long warranty. This door will outlast them living in this home. So all the more reason to look things up, get good advice, look for, you know, good reviews, good products, just keep doing the research. And like I said, find someone like Kim from Awco, like me from Mosby, you know, there's all these different people and options and experts out there in these fields that can help you and help you get through some of what you're trying to do and really help you make good decisions and let you figure out, you know, where do I need to put a little bit of that extra money? Where do I want to splurge a bit and really get something that's good and lasting for myself? And I think that's, you know, really, really important there. But so I think for now, you know, we'll wait your call for sure. We'll get into our first break here and got plenty of stuff to go over and to go over with you. But if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. I'm here for you. Three more segments to go, plenty of time to get you in. We'll take our break, and we will be back in a few.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, we are back. Running through this lickety split, the time flows so fast. It's completely amazing. But so I've got some other stuff for you. But I did have Carl had a question we were talking about between the segments. Carl, you were talking about your front door. Was it a front door?
Well, my doors and my bathroom door is the one that is.
Oh, okay.
That's probably the weirdest one. It's been so humid, the door has swelled up and is difficult to close at the moment.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a lot of that going on right now. And with all the rains and everything that we've had in the high humidities we have out there, you know, the wood, true wood doors, they're a living, breathing thing. They take in, you know, moisture and everything. Some of the things that you could do to help prevent that is to, if it's painted, you can paint all six sides of the door, that including the side edges, the top, the bottom edge, you know, and totally encase that wood to try and prevent it. If it's stained, same thing. You just put that polyurethane, you know, on that bottom and top edge. Basically, that's what's missed,
making it like a sealant.
Yes, exactly. Try to seal that moisture out and that humidity out. It won't always be 100% effective, but it can make it better, or it can make it last longer before it starts happening. The real remedy that you got to be careful of is if you go to kind of plane that door down, sand the edge of the door, or, you know, do something to make it fit, make it start working. You got to be careful on how much that's going to retract back when the humidity goes away. Because definitely you don't want to take off too much. I would still try and keep it really close, not hitting, but extremely close, because that door could shrink back down a quarter inch, and you leave a quarter inch gap, all of a sudden you've got a half inch gap, and it's not even closing right, or, you know, sealing right against the jam, you know, doing that. So the real remedy now is to just kind of thin that door, sand it down, plane it down, repaint, seal, whatever needs to happen. But the other thing that I would definitely recommend, because if it's entry doors, you know, front doors and back doors and laundry room doors from the outside, garage doors, you know, there's not a whole lot you could do other than what we just talked about. Inside the house, being a bathroom door, two things that I would recommend is, one, monitoring the humidity level inside of the home. So basically buy a digital hygrometer and place those. I would recommend one on every floor of the house. That way you can, you know, because every floor is going to be a little bit different, and you can kind of look at it and see where's the humidity level in the house. Because even if it's high outside, you want to try and ideally keep that humidity level in like a 40 to 50% range. If you could peg that at 45% and keep it, it'd be absolutely ideal. Pretty much impossible to do. You know, it's going to go way down in the winter, way up in the summer. But running a humidifier in the winter, a dehumidifier in the summer, and trying to keep that house at that 45 mark or so will actually help prevent that from happening also. And another thing inside the bathroom, and what we do here at Mosby, when we look at an exhaust fan, so exhaust fans aren't just for the smell. They're not just installed, you know, to move air and get rid of smells and stuff. It's when you use the bathroom, but it's also for humidity. Get rid of the humidity that is inside of that bathroom and the moisture. So after you shower, get ready, things like that, running that fan for about 30 minutes after you're done is ideal thing to help remove more moisture out of that bathroom. So the way you do that is you could either get a new exhaust fan that has a motion sensor in it. That way, when you're in the bathroom, it's super quiet, really good fan. Anytime you go in there, it just starts working and running no matter what you're doing. And then when you leave, when it stops sensing motion, you can set it for how long you want it to run. So it'll run for like 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes after you walk out the door, and it senses, you know, doesn't sense motion anymore. Another good thing is a timer switch. If you don't want to change the actual fan, you can put a timer switch on the wall and basically push a button. You could turn it on, let it run, turn it off. You can hit a button that says 30 minutes on it, and it'll run for 30 minutes and shut itself off. So you can leave, go to work, do your thing, go shopping. Doesn't matter. It'll shut that off for you, and that will help control that humidity inside that bathroom also. Now, the final thing to some of this is, if you do all that, what else does it affect? Well, when you think about your attic, all that air is going to go up into your attic. It's, you know, if it's 90 outside, it's 130 in your attic. You've got all this humidity now just pumping into your attic and moisture from that bathroom. That's why they've changed the codes, and that's why now you want to pipe that exhaust fan straight out through the roof, get a good damper on it. What we do here at Mosby is we insulate that pipe so that way if there's temperature differences, we can help control the condensation that might form. So in the winter, when it's 30 degrees, 20 degrees, 10 degrees in your attic, you're dumping 80 degree warm, moist air through this pipe, trying to get it out through the roof. That metal pipe will tend to condensate. So you insulate it, put a backdraft damper in it so air won't go backwards, and you are 100% protected, good to go, getting rid of that moisture, that humidity, and getting everything out of that bathroom, out of the attic to the outside of the house where it won't affect anything inside your attic. You definitely don't want mold and mildew and too much moisture and things, you know, happening inside of your attic. So that's kind of a master plan for those swollen doors and kind of controlling that, you know, humidity level and everything in the house and in that bathroom to help with that. So a lot of stuff to do for something that seems like, you know, such a simple thing out there, but it's something here at Mosby that we have worked with, we have studied, we have trained, we have come up with all sorts of products and processes and best practices, building practices, you know, everything across the board to make these projects the best thing that they can be. And, you know, looking at developing projects like that with Mosby Building Arts, you know, that's exactly why, like, a person like me, basically a field production project manager, trained in the ways of building, trained in how to do things right, is actually a part of that design team. I can look for things to help build it better, make sure that we're not putting in some sort of design or design flaw that might cause moisture or water issues or leaks, or, you know, how do you control the water on the outside of the house when you start adding on to buildings? Where does it go? You know, keeping it working and flowing right. Well, there's all these things that working as a team, we can come up with, you know, such a better product and just a better job overall, and know everything up front. You know, I just had, I looked at a basement, and the clients had a friend that's an interior designer, and she drew up this whole plan for the basement. And the homeowner was like, oh, wow, you know, we already have all the plumbing roughed in for the bathroom downstairs, you know, so that's all good to go. So I know I'm good there. So then when we started looking at the plan, walking through the project, and I'm looking at how this bathroom, you know, is kind of laid out and where it's going to go and how she wants to build this thing in this basement. Well, the rough-in's obsolete. Nothing is actually, it isn't designed where the rough-in is currently at. So then once we start really looking at it, it's like, well, the plumbing wall of the bathroom isn't even where the stack is currently located either. And then there's a second stack outside of that area that's right in the middle of a hallway in the plan. And I'm kind of looking at it going, wow, see, boy, they took, you know, adding a bathroom in that basement, there's a lot of work to that. Just even if you have the rough with the plumbing, with everything else, much less so helping people with the design and figuring this stuff out and maybe being able to eliminate having to move all that is just such a good thing. We can come up with so much better stuff. So I definitely invite everybody to give Mosby a call and see what we got to offer. Have us out, 314-909-1800. We're going to get to our hard break right here in the middle of the show, and we're going to have my hack right when we get back. So we'll be right back.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right. Hey, we are back. And hey, I'm gonna put a pause on the hack for just a moment because we got Mark came on the line. He was good enough to hold on through the break. So, Mark, you got a question for us? What do you got going on?
Hey, how are you doing, sir? Good afternoon. Love the show.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for listening and calling. So you wanted to ask something about a turbine vent?
So, no, my question was, you were talking about bath fans and how you should pipe them outside. Mm-hmm. But my baths, as far as my house is concerned, I've got, on the main roof, I've got two turbine vents. And I was wondering, okay, if I'm using my bath fan, are the turbine vents good enough, or do I still need to pipe it out? Have a good day, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No problem, Mark. Thanks for calling. Great question. And yeah, so I would always still advise to pipe that out, and it is part of the newer codes now to pipe those out and get them outside. And here's really why. The turbine vents are, they work very much so just like the actual, you know, newer ridge vents that we put on a home. They actually work just as well as ridge vents do. They create draw when there's a breeze, when the wind is blowing, when that turbine's spinning, it can create a good bit of draw. But when there's not, and that turbine's not moving, then same thing with the ridge vent. It just becomes what we call a static vent, where it's just letting air that rises out through the opening. So it's not as good 100% of the time. And so are the ridge vents are the same way. So just running that up near the ridge vent doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to get all of that moist air, you know, out of the attic for you. So it's still a good thing. It's why they've added it to the codes and everything, to pipe that thing outside and really get rid of it. And the other issue with it to be is you couldn't connect it 100% to a turbine vent, so you'd have to leave the pipe open. So even if you insulated the pipe, you'd still be able to get, you know, cold air inside that pipe in the winter. And then what would happen is you just cause condensation to form inside of the pipe instead of outside of the pipe, and it's running down, getting on your bathroom ceiling, causing stains and things like that. The amount of, you know, roof leaks that I look at that turn out to be condensation from solar tube skylights, from bath fan, you know, metal pipes working their way out, from stuff inside the attic, you know, getting condensation on it and then causing a stain on the ceiling. It happens more than you would ever believe. And a lot of what people think they have roof leaks aren't necessarily roof leaks. They're just condensation, you know, happening in the attic. So do it, pipe it out, do the right thing, get it the best way you can, and that way you'll have better lasting value out of it. So, Carl, go ahead and hit it. Let's get into this hack here. I'm going to get...
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right. So here we go. Rich's Right at Home Hack. So this week, everything stemmed from, I was talking a little bit earlier about, you know, buying a new dishwasher for my house. And I got to throw some props out there to Kim Zimmer at Aco Home for hooking me up with an awesome Bosch dishwasher. But it got me thinking, now that I've got this new thing and I've invested a little money into something good, you know, how should I really use it? Make sure I do things right. What should I be putting into this? So today's hack are items that you should never wash in your dishwasher. Some are simple, some are normal. We may know a lot of these, but there's definitely some things that we just don't think about. So on the list, plastic dishes. So if it doesn't say it's dishwasher safe, or if you're not certain, wash it by hand. It could cause such a mess inside the dishwasher, hurt the dishwasher and or the other dishes around it. Travel mugs are the exact same way. So most travel mugs, again, will indicate if they're dishwasher safe or not. But if they're not and you don't know, you can damage those layers of insulation inside the mug, even get water inside there, trapped in the layers, causing, you know, moisture growth, mold growth, things like that around the outside of that cup. So next on the list is wooden utensils. Of course, we were just talking about the wood doors and everything swelling up. So obviously wood in a long washing hot cycle, it can warp, it can splinter, it can eventually break. So, you know, hand wash those items. Copper dishes, you know, the powerful sprays of a dishwasher can, and the harsh detergents that you put in there can really dull the color of the copper on your dishes. Gold leaf on your dishes too, really expensive, you know, plates and trays and stuff that have the gold leaf paint around the edges, it can cause that to dull or even flake off. Cast iron. You know, this was one I didn't even really think about is, you know, of not running that in your dishwasher, but leaving it wet for too long can cause rust and things like that to happen. So obviously keeping it in there for that long is really not a great thing. So another one is nonstick pans. The hot water can actually cause that cookware to warp. The harsh sprays, again, in those detergents can break down that nonstick coating, so they just won't last as long for you there. And then containers with stickers. So, you know, repurposing condiment jars, things like that is an awesome thing to do, but make sure you completely remove and clean those labels off before you put them in the dishwasher, because again, it can get residue on the other dishes or it can clog the dishwasher drain, get in there. So you don't want any of that happening. Crystal is another one that the aggressive sprays. You got really expensive, you know, crystal glasses and serving platters and punch bowls. Just do that stuff by hand. It can actually potentially crack or chip that crystal. And then the last one, and another most surprising to me that I just didn't think about, is knives. So, you know, butter knives, table knives, that's pretty okay. But sharp cooking knives, you should really hand wash. It can literally dull the knife with so much of the harsh detergents. They are actually, you know, aggressive detergents. And then the hard sprays and everything, you know, think about a rock in the river getting formed with water running.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right. Hey, we are back. And hey, I'm gonna put a pause on the hack for just a moment because we got Mark came on the line. He was good enough to hold on through the break. So, Mark, you got a question for us? What do you got going on?
Hey, how are you doing, sir? Good afternoon. Love the show.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for listening and calling. So you wanted to ask something about a turbine vent?
So, no, my question was, you were talking about bath fans and how you should pipe them outside. Mm-hmm. But my baths, as far as my house is concerned, I've got on the main roof, I've got two turbine vents. And I was wondering, okay, if I'm using my bath fan, are the turbine vents good enough or do I still need to pipe it out? Have a good day, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No problem, Mark. Thanks for calling. Great question. And yeah, so I would always still advise to pipe that out. And it is part of the newer codes now to pipe those out and get them outside. And here's really why. The turbine vents they work very much so just like the actual, newer ridge vents that we put on a home. They actually work just as well as ridge vents do. They create draw when there's a breeze, when the wind is blowing, when that turbine's spinning, it can create a good bit of draw. But when there's not, and that turbine's not moving, then same thing with the ridge vent. It just becomes what we call a static vent, where it's just letting air that rises out through the opening. So it's not as good 100% of the time. And so are the ridge vents are the same way. So just running that up near the ridge vent doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to get all of that moist air, out of the attic for you. So it's still a good thing. It's why they've added it to the codes and everything to pipe that thing outside and really get rid of it. And the other issue with it to be is you couldn't connect it 100% to a turbine vent. So you'd have to leave the pipe open. So even if you insulated the pipe, you'd still be able to get, cold air inside that pipe in the winter. And then what would happen is you just cause condensation to form inside of the pipe instead of outside of the pipe. And it's running down, getting on your bathroom ceiling, causing stains and things like that. The amount of, roof leaks that I look at that turn out to be condensation from solar tube skylights, from bath fan, metal pipes working their way out, from stuff inside the attic, getting condensation on it and then causing a stain on the ceiling. It happens more than you would ever believe. And a lot of what people think they have roof leaks aren't necessarily roof leaks. They're just condensation, happening in the attic. So do it, pipe it out, do the right thing, get it the best way you can. And that way you'll have better lasting value out of it. So, Carl, go ahead and hit it. Let's get into this hack here. I'm going to get...
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right. So here we go. Rich's Right at Home Hack. So this week, everything stemmed from... I was talking a little bit earlier about... buying a new dishwasher for my house, and I gotta throw some props out there to Kim Zimmer and Aco Home for hooking me up with an awesome Bosch dishwasher. But it got me thinking, now that I've got this new thing and I've invested a little money into something good, how should I really use it? Make sure I do things right. What should I be putting into this? So today's hack are items that you should never wash in your dishwasher. Some are simple, some are normal. We may know a lot of these, but there's definitely some things that we just don't think about. So on the list, plastic dishes. So if it doesn't say it's dishwasher safe, or if you're not certain, wash it by hand. It could cause such a mess inside the dishwasher, hurt the dishwasher and or the other dishes around it. Travel mugs are the exact same way. So most travel mugs, again, will indicate if they're dishwasher safe or not. But if they're not and you don't know, you can damage those layers of insulation inside the mug, even get water inside there trapped in the layers, causing, moisture growth, mold growth, things like that. around the outside of that cup. So next on the list is wooden utensils. Of course, we were just talking about the wood doors and everything swelling up. So obviously wood in a long washing hot cycle, it can warp, it can splinter, it can eventually break. So, you know, hand wash those items. Copper dishes, you know, the powerful sprays of a dishwasher can, and the harsh detergents that you put in there can really dull the color of the copper on your dishes. Gold leaf on your dishes too, really expensive, you know, plates and trays and stuff that have the gold leaf paint around the edges, it can cause that to dull or even flake off. Cast iron. You know, this was one I didn't even really think about is, you know, of not running that in your dishwasher, but leaving it wet for too long can cause rust and things like that to happen. So obviously keeping it in there for that long is really not a great thing. So another one is nonstick pans. The hot water can actually cause that cookware to warp. The harsh sprays, again, in those detergents can break down that nonstick coating, so they just won't last as long for you there. And then containers with stickers. So, you know, repurposing condiment jars, things like that is an awesome thing to do, but make sure you completely remove and clean those labels off before you put them in the dishwasher, because again, it can get residue on the other dishes or it can clog the dishwasher drain, get in there. So you don't want any of that happening. Crystal is another one that the aggressive sprays. You got really expensive, you know, crystal glasses and serving platters and punch bowls. Just do that stuff by hand. It can actually potentially crack or chip that crystal. And then the last one, and another most surprising to me that I just didn't think about, is knives. So, you know, butter knives, table knives, that's pretty okay. But sharp cooking knives, you should really hand wash. It can literally dull the knife with so much of the harsh detergents. They are actually, you know, aggressive detergents, and then the hard sprays and everything. You know, think about a rock in the river getting formed with water running over it. Well, you're going to dull that knife. So that was probably the most surprising one for me. So for everybody else out there, you can check all this out on my Facebook, on my Twitter. Later next week, you can find this out there. Look up Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris Twitter, and you can find and see more information on this hack and all of the hacks that I do every week. So I'm going to say farewell to Facebook Live. I will talk to you guys next week. And for everybody else, again, if you've got any questions, anything going on, feel free to call in. We've got another segment coming up. So there's plenty of time to get in and get in on the conversation. 314-241-9797. And, you know, something I did want to touch on is, you know, is what people are doing in their homes right now. You know, what are homeowners changing about their homes? You know, remarkably, we are, like so many people out there, you know, so busy right now. It's, I think, you know, people are just in their homes. They're spending more time in their homes. They're not taking, you know, long vacations and, you know, not going places. So they're kind of probably saying, yeah, let's take that vacation money and fix some things up. A lot of offices, because people are now working at their homes. Another one that touched me was adding can lights in my office so I had better lighting, because I'm doing Zoom meetings and stuff from home. And, you know, the lighting didn't bother me too much until I started trying to do stuff like that and was in there all the time. So being around your home so much because of all of this is just, you know, really bringing up a lot of stuff people are finding, seeing, and thinking about, and really going, all right, let's really get some of this stuff done. So amazingly, through all this COVID and everything else, there is plenty of work out there. There's so much going on. Everybody's busy. It's a great thing, and we all appreciate it very much. So I would love to hear from anybody out there that has an opinion on, you know, like, what has the pandemic caused you to change in your home? So feel free to call in and just even have a conversation about that. I think it would be great. And when we return, I can get into a little more about the Howe's website and what they've figured out that is going on, you know, with their all their searches and what people are looking for in their homes, you know, during this pandemic. What are the hot items? So we'll touch on that. And when we return, we'll be right back.
Do you have a question about your home? Call in at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, just like the man said, I'm here for you. I would love to have more conversations with you. Got 6 minutes, just enough time to answer a question for you if you got it. So like he said, go ahead and call in and let me know what you need and I'll help you out. And, you know, all the things we've been touching on, so many different things about, you know, like the aqua systems, how their systems are, how they do things, how they treat people, how everything's open and out front. You know, Mosby's like that too. We look for trade partners like ourselves. And you know, if you want low pressure, if you want great advice, if you want someone to really talk you through the ins and the outs and help you make a great decision for your life, for your family, for your home, I got to invite you to, you know, give us a call, have us out, check out your project. You definitely won't regret it. It just, every time people come back time and time again, you will absolutely love it. So feel free. You can call our office at 314-909-1800 or kind of like the ilovemywater.com. Check us out at callmosby.com and you can see everything there. You can even set up the appointment online. You can do it in the middle of the night if that's the time that you do things like that. And you can, you know, start a conversation, get things moving and get things going. So, and for now, you know, we're talking about how busy things are. And, you know, if you've never been to the website Howe's.com, and that's H-O-U-Z-Z, it is just like a minefield of photographs from every company across the country that just, you know, it's like a dumping ground for every type of project out there. You can search projects, you can search styles, you can break into the search and kind of go, all right, I want a fireplace, but I want a contemporary one, or I want a traditional one. So it's so awesome, and it gives you so much stuff to see and choose from and really give you some great ideas. But what it also does is it lets them say, what are people after where? You know, and what are they looking for and what are they searching for? And, you know, right now during the pandemic, it's so much busier than we've been. And when Howe's looks at, you know, what are people looking at, you know, what are they searching for and getting, you know, outside the home is such a huge demand right now. It's pretty phenomenal. But, you know, so when they look at swimming pools, decks, patios, porches are just such a huge high demand that everybody's searching for it because they've been in their house and now they want to get outside the house, stay safe, but have their own area and things to, you know, where to be and what to do. So it's quite phenomenal. So the numbers of what people are searching for from this year to last year. So people searching for swimming pool designs and construction pros that can do that literally quadrupled from last year on Howe's, up 334% from June 2019 to June 2020. So the decks, the patios, the porches are right up there, up 178%. Interior projects are up around the 50 to kind of 80%, depending on what type of interior project that we're talking about. But it's still amazing because it's inside and, you know, people are still looking for, and you can do it safely. You can do the work safely. You can, you know, put up plastic and wear masks and quarantine and, you know, shave off sections of the house so you can work in there. We can even do the inside of the house in a very safe way. And if you're looking at a kitchen, you know, right now would honestly be the perfect time to talk to a company like Mosby that's going to get through the kitchen, get it done, not drag it out. We're going to order things, have them come in and be ready for your project. So we're not waiting on something to show up. We're not, you know, saying, oh, the truck didn't make it. It's going to be another week because we've got most of this stuff all on hand at our warehouse. Bring it out when we need it, when we start, and get things going so that we're, you know, we just eliminate those delays. So yeah, right now in this pandemic, with restaurants not holding as many people, eating out not as much, just doing carry out and stuff, if you're going to go through a kitchen, I got to tell you, you got to pick a company like Mosby Building Arts that will literally get you through that project hassle-free and just make it a lot easier, you know, on yourself. And so one of the companies in this house article, you know, was from Portland, Oregon. It's a landscaping company. And he was, you know, his quote was, "We're the busiest we've ever been." He said, "Our clients are, you know, foregoing vacations due to the pandemic, and they're investing in making their homes more enjoyable. So when they shelter in place, it's just a good, happy thing. And they're really having, you know, a better time with it." You know, there's not a enjoyment is down on the things that we used to do, you know, so finding things outside like golf where you can space out and doing things where you can be safe is great, but they're just farther and fewer in between. We can't have the big gatherings. We can't, you know, do a lot of those things that we used to do. So, you know, make your home what you want it to be. Take those extra funds and get that bathroom done, or, you know, do what you need to do and, you know, love it. So find Mosby again at callmosby.com. And I'm out of time here. So thanks for the call, Mark, and everybody. And I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good one.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right. Just like the man said, I'm here. I'm here for you. I would love to have more conversations with you. Got 6 minutes, just enough time to answer a question for you if you got it. So like he said, go ahead and call in and let me know what you need and I'll help you out. And, you know, all the things we've been touching on, so many different things about, you know, like the aqua systems, how their systems are, how they do things, how they treat people, how everything's open and out front. You know, Mosby's like that too. We look for trade partners like ourselves. And you know, if you want low pressure, if you want great advice, if you want someone to really talk you through the ins and the outs and help you make a great decision for your life, for your family, for your home, I got to invite you to, you know, give us a call, have us out, check out your project. You definitely won't regret it. It's just every time people come back time and time again, you will absolutely love it. So feel free. You can call our office at 314-909-1800 or kind of like the ilovemywater.com. Check us out at callmosby.com and you can see everything there. You can even set up the appointment online. You can do it in the middle of the night if that's the time that you do things like that. And you can, you know, start a conversation, get things moving, and get things going. So, and for now, you know, we're talking about how busy things are. And, you know, if you've never been to the website Houzz.com, and that's H-O-U-Z-Z, it is just like a minefield of photographs from every company across the country that just, you know, it's like a dumping ground for every type of project out there. You can search projects, you can search styles, you can break into the search and kind of go, all right, I want a fireplace, but I want a contemporary one, or I want a traditional one. So it's so awesome, and it gives you so much stuff to see and choose from and really give you some great ideas. But what it also does is it lets them say, what are people after where? You know, and what are they looking for, and what are they searching for? And, you know, right now, during the pandemic, it's so much busier than we've been. And when Houzz looks at, you know, what are people looking at, you know, what are they searching for and getting, you know, outside the home is such a huge demand right now. It's pretty phenomenal. But, you know, so when they look at swimming pools, decks, patios, porches are just such a huge high demand that everybody's searching for it because they've been in their house and now they want to get outside the house, stay safe, but have their own area and things to, you know, where to be and what to do. So it's quite phenomenal. So the numbers of what people are searching for from this year to last year, so people searching for swimming pool designs and construction pros that can do that literally quadrupled from last year on Houzz, up 334% from June 2019 to June 2020. So the decks, the patios, the porches are right up there, up 178%. Interior projects are up around the 50 to kind of 80%, depending on what type of interior project that we're talking about. But it's still amazing because it's inside and, you know, people are still looking for, and you can do it safely. You can do the work safely. You can, you know, put up plastic and wear mask and quarantine and, you know, shave off sections of the house so you can work in there. We can even do the inside of the house in a very safe way. And if you're looking at a kitchen, you know, right now would honestly be the perfect time to talk to a company like Mosby that's going to get through the kitchen, get it done, not drag it out. We're going to order things, have them come in and be ready for your project. So we're not waiting on something to show up. We're not, you know, saying, oh, the truck didn't make it. It's going to be another week because we've got most of this stuff all on hand at our warehouse. Bring it out when we need it, when we start, and get things going so that we're, you know, we just eliminate those delays. So yeah, right now in this pandemic, with restaurants not holding as many people, eating out not as much, just doing carry out and stuff, if you're going to go through a kitchen, you got to pick a company like Mosby Building Arts that will literally get you through that project hassle free and just make it a lot easier, you know, on yourself. And so one of the companies in this Houzz article, you know, was from Portland, Oregon. It's a landscaping company. And he was, you know, his quote was, we're the busiest we've ever been. He said, our clients are, you know, foregoing vacations due to the pandemic, and they're investing in making their homes more enjoyable. So when they shelter in place, it's just a good, happy thing. And they're really having, you know, a better time with it. You know, there's not a enjoyment is down on the things that we used to do, you know, so finding things outside like golf where you can space out and doing things where you can be safe is great, but they're just farther and fewer in between. We can't have the big gatherings. We can't, you know, do a lot of those things that we used to do. So, you know, make your home what you want it to be. Take those extra funds and get that bathroom done, or, you know, do what you need to do and, you know, love it. So find Mosby again at callmosby.com. And I'm out of time here. So thanks for the call, Mark, and everybody. And I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good one.
Get more at 971talk.com.